Yeah, my name is Ruth Ann, and my son is William. All right?
Okay.
One of the radio stations, and I'm trying to find out which radio station is bad-mouthing my son. A priest and his daughter were in a car accident because of what was said about my son and I. My son got kicked out by a police officer today because of the freaking stupidity of what they said on the airwaves and what was said just now on the airwaves.
So you just called, you called us up thinking it was us.
Yeah, and you just confessed that there was an accident and it was because of what you said on the radio.
What did I say?
I'm too much of a lady to say any of that stuff.
Wait, stop. You're not making any sense. You called here 2 seconds ago and you complained to my producer that our show caused an accident with a priest and your son.
No, I called and said I'm calling all the radio stations to find out which radio station it is that is humiliating my son and I.
Okay, but you're yelling at my producer on the phone. He had a handheld phone and I could hear it from over here. That's not asking, that's yelling.
That's his problem. If he is a producer on your show, on your radio, and he's letting that crap.
Ma'am, it wasn't us. Are you listening to a word I'm saying? You're out of your mind. It wasn't us.
It is you, because you just said the same thing my 18-year-old son said that got evicted this morning.
What did I say? What did I say just now that your 18-year-old evicted son? Good, I'm glad he got evicted now.
All right, you want to know what they're saying on the airwaves? And I can get half your paycheck or your job.
Bring it. I dare you. I triple dog dare you.
What?
I triple dare you to take half my paycheck.
I am a disabled lady. They're saying I'm too retarded and stupid to press charges on you.
Bring it. I didn't do a damn thing wrong, you nutcase. I dare you. I will sue for your wheelchair.
Oh, you'll sue for my wheelchair? Look in your contract.
All right, wait. I got it right here. Hang on, stop. I got my contract right here. Let me look at it. What page?
I don't know. It's your contract.
What am I looking for specifically in my contract that says you can't call up here and yell at me thinking, I didn't even say anything about your retarded son or you. I don't know what the hell your problem is, but you have no right to call up here and then yell at me and say you're going to sue me for half my paycheck when I'm not even saying anything.
Do you work at that radio station?
Do you know how many radio stations there are in town, you nut job? Hello?
Your name and your job number.
Okay,
and your
all right,
supervisor
all right.
Number.
Fine. My name?
Your real name.
I'm going to give you my real name. John? John, J-O-H-N, Mick Johnston.
The people that are accusing me of stuff is one of the family members. A radio station member. And a kid. Oh, I should have known.
My employee number is 7G39481 5XPYL88873.
Oh, another airport employee. Okay, thank you very much.
You're out of your damn mind. You are out of your damn mind.
I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, I hope. I really do. You know what I hope? You know what I hope happens? I hope your son gets hit by a priest for real this time.
Hey, dumbass! The priest got into a car accident for hearing what was on the radio about my son and I. His daughter has crutches. All right? I didn't get hurt. My son didn't get hurt.
It's too bad. Why would we? Why would we hurt an innocent person when we could easily take you out? Hello? Oh, my God. Help me.